Good morning. My guest this morning is Stephen David Martin from the Raven Theater. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Roland.
Starting September 11th and playing through the 27th, Lend Me a Tenor. That's an interesting show. And you're in it. Not only are you the artistic director of the theater, you are also in this show. So talk about it.
Yeah, I thought it was time for me to get back on stage and get on the front lines, so to speak.
Right.
And it's one of those plays that I've loved for a long time. It's commonly referred to as one of the two great modern farces, along with Noises Off. But I think, in a way, I think that does it a disservice. I was looking at the definition of farce today, and it says a dramatic piece based on buffoonery and horseplay with grotesquely drawn characters.
Oh, no.
And I think, well, wait a second. That doesn't sound very much fun.
Not like Noises Off.
No, not at all. And one of the great things about this play is it's so well written. It's got such great characters, it's such a cliche, but you actually care about these people. And I think a great comedy doesn't work unless you do care about the people and you think they actually could exist in real life,
right.
Even though the situation
right.
is
exactly.
outlandish. You got to believe in the people. So it's a great, great play. Lots of fun. It's got some. I think we have some of the best talent in Sonoma County in it, Jonathan Graham and Steve Thorpe, Christy Kelson, Beth St. John, Marisha Zephyr, Zach Acevedo, Amy Lovato. They're terrific, terrific comic actors, just brilliant, and directed by who I consider a Sonoma County legend, Jim DePriest, founded Sonoma County Repertory Theater and then later Cloverdale Performing
Arts. So what's the basis of the play?
The basis of the play is it's 1934, Cleveland, Ohio, and the world-famous opera tenor Tito Morelli is going to come, make his American debut for the Cleveland Opera Company's 10th anniversary. He's going to be singing the title role in Otello. And the play starts with him not showing up. He's already late, so the play already starts in high tension mode.
Uh-huh.
So you wonder, well, is he going to show up? And what happens when he shows up? And when he shows up, he's extremely ill. He's eaten too much that day. He's sick. He's in a huge argument with his very Italian wife, and they are in each other's faces. And the producer is wondering, oh my gosh, is he going to be able to go on that evening? And his assistant Max stays by to calm him down and make sure he's going to be okay for that evening's performance, and gives him some sleeping pills to calm him down, maybe a few too many sleeping pills.
No.
So then, and with I can't give away the plot, but
right,
from then,
right.
of course, as you know, one small action leads to many, many,
right.
many comic complications,
right.
and that's that's the rest of the play is the unraveling of that evening in the theater.
To my mind, and Noises Off qualifies
yes,
for this
absolutely.
Too. The funniest plays are plays about theater.
Yes. Well, we think they're funny. Well, I think you know what? I think you hit upon something. I think one of the reasons we go to live theater is there's always that chance that something can go wrong. It's like watching tightrope walker, right?
That always is.
Right. So I think it's fun to watch things that do go wrong.
So how long has it been since you've actually been in a show?
It's been over a year. The last show I did was a year ago in May. That was Moonlight and Magnolias, which we did at Cloverdale and then moved down to the Raven. So I got to play David Selznick in that. And that was the last time I've been on stage. So it's been over a year. Yeah.
Being that the Raven Theater is really all over the place.
Yes.
You always do, I suppose, have at least the possibility of moving a show that's particularly successful in one venue to another venue.
We could theoretically, yeah. I mean, the challenge is, of course, that the Windsor space is tiny. It's about 100 seats, and the Healdsburg space is big, about 400 seats. So we'd run into some challenges that way. But it's always a theoretical possibility, yeah. Yeah.
Is it fun to have this much theater space available?
Oh, it's fantastic. It shows that I think, the Raven Theater in Healdsburg would swallow up. They're perfect for the more intimate space in the Windsor Theater and vice versa, things that need, room to breathe and air. Like, I don't think Lend Me a Tenor would work very well in the smaller space because I think you need that little bit of distance.
Yes,
and you
yes.
have to see both of the rooms at the right. same time and watch what's going on. There's a lot of physical action in the play that I don't think would work as well as in a smaller theater.
Thanks for coming in, Stephen, and telling us about it. Let's remind people that this is the Raven Theater in Healdsburg on North Street. The play is Lend Me a Tenor, a fast and furiously paced farce, opening on September 11th and playing through September 27th. Best place to get information is online at ravenperformingarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.